Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This one's for you tonight.
Okay, let's get started.
What is the official plan to find out what movies Lisa Vanderpump likes?
Would you like to go first or would you like me to?
I feel like you have a plan. I do not have a plan.
So first, it's to find her and Ken's secret letterboxed account, which I know exists, and it would easily have her top four there for us to see.
Do you think it's like Vanderpump1@AOL.com?
I think if we're able to see what email address they're using, but I think their username is going to be more obscure, like Pinky and Husband, or you know what I mean? Just something where it's like, we don't know what it is. But so that would be my first way to do it. Secondly, I just think that if we ever got the opportunity to talk to Lisa for 10 seconds, I think instead of asking her a question she's heard and you know a million times about like what happened with Lucy Goosey Apple Juicy, whatever, I would say, what's your favorite movie?
Yeah.
We're going to, I think we have a real shot at doing that.
Yeah. What's so your plan is just to ask her?
Yeah. Is that a strategy that makes sense?
I mean, it makes sense to me.
What is the other alternative? Host a big film festival with all the movies that we think Lisa would like and see if she shows up.
Try and draw her in.
like Casablanca. What are all the ones we talk about? Pride and Prejudice, Casablanca, His Girl Friday.
I can see her liking those talkie 30s, 40s rom-coms kind of a thing.
Who is that, that's like Howard Hawks, Billy Wilder,
Spencer and Tracy or whatever.
If watching The Apartment over and over again, my new favorite movie discovery, I'm like, Lisa has to like The Apartment. It's so awesome.
I saw something at the Los Feliz 3 a few weeks ago that it was a low-key Billy Wilder, but it was old, like 30s, I think, and it had what's her name, one of those great screen sirens who's in It Happened One Night. Is it Claudette Colbert?
You know what, I don't know. I'm just entering my old movie era, so I really only know like six of them. Humphrey Bogart, Cary Grant. I saw Rebecca for the first time, and I finally got to see Laurence Olivier for the first time in any movie. I was like, this guy is awesome. He seemed really modern. Like, if nobody's ever seen Rebecca, the Alfred Hitchcock film, I can imagine that being a Lisa classic. It is so...
Did you see these on Nitrate by chance? They're showing them on Nitrate Film at the
Yeah, the guy said at the screening, he goes, this is Nitrate, everybody. So, I think so. It was at Vidiot.
Oh, at Vidiot.
Yeah.
Okay, they literally showed Rebecca at the 3 last week on Nitrate Film, and they were like, it might be your last chance because this film rots every second.
Oh, I think I don't think ours was that print.
Okay.
Because it looked pretty, no smudges or cigarette burns or anything. It looked a very good print of it.
Got it. Okay, well, yeah. The movie I saw was called Midnight from 1939, Claudette Colbert, Don Ameche, and John Barrymore.
Oh, I like John Barrymore.
And one of the writers was Billy Wilder, which is how you know it slapped. And it was adorable and hilarious hijinks. It was a woman on the outs. She had just like gambled in Monaco and only had the gown on her back. And then she pretends to be a countess. John Barrymore goes along with it. He's a rich guy and he sets her up with gowns and place to stay, and she does him a favor, and they are doing these hijinks together where she pretends to be rich when she's not. Wow. And it was very I Love Lucy vibes, and I loved it.
That's amazing. I can, as you say it, I'm like, Lisa.
Yeah, totally.
She likes it.
She would love it.
Every Billy Wilder movie I've seen so far has been amazing. Sunset Boulevard,
yep.
Double Indemnity, mm-hmm. and then The Apartment by far is 10 times better than all of them. It's like one of the best movies I've ever seen.
One could say he's the GOAT.
Yeah. The GOAT of the old era where his movies feel modern in a way that not a lot of other 30s and 40s movies feel like to me.
Yeah.
Do you have a strategy for attracting Lisa to just
the
ask her?
Lisa Vanderpump Film Festival? Maybe we could, if we get the answer, we should host a film festival of her favorite picks.
Let's host it at the Place Invidiots where we...
Yes, the Movie Micro Cinema.
Yes. Lisa Vanderpump Film Festival. It's hosted in a 30-seat... How many seats was that? Mini movie theater. We play what we think Lisa will like, and we hope to God that Lisa shows up to her own film festival.
Do you think Lisa's ever been to Eagle Rock?
Yeah. Yes. I do think she did once.
I've seen her at Waltz before.
You have?
Eating a hot dog.
That's amazing. By herself?
Yeah. Playing pinball.
It's when you say it now, I picture Lisa obviously lining up for pinball, eating a hot dog, and chugging a big Hams beer. I think you're right, and I think we honestly could get Sheena or Ariana to maybe make the Lisa Vanderpump Film Festival seem a little more legit by inviting them with maybe a really quick hard out, like they only show up for 1 hour and we advertise them. I think Lisa can
not come. Ariana, she's busy.
Oh, we can't get Ariana. Sheena?
Maybe.
Cool. All right, well, that's how we're going to find out how Lisa, what the hell she likes to watch. Sorry about that. Amy and I had to stop talking because we heard Rumpy Pumpy going around the shed, and we knew Lisa would be following him. If you want to keep listening to this episode, you can subscribe to our Patreon, and you'll get a Vanderpump Rules recap episode from the very beginning every single week. Plus, you can become a member of the Tipsy Turtle Club, where Amy and I make the most famous cocktails in Bravo history. So please, if you like what you listen to here, subscribe and become a Villa Rosa VIP, where you can feel like a cherished guest at Villa Rosa. We love you so much. So if you love us, subscribe on Patreon.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.